The website in its current state has been up effectively for about 2.5 years, but we've been training Adobe products since 2001. We started off as a Macromedia authorized training center in the Los Angeles area, and obviously then got rolled into the Adobe program and expanded our offerings into some more of the Adobe products. But that's how we got started. We did hands-on training. We went to a lot of different companies teaching them different technologies. Flash was really big. I know that that's kind of, you know, a word you're not supposed to say now when it comes to the web. But we were, you know, pretty prevalent in that space and have transitioned over now into really all of Adobe's products and, you know, offering these self-paced video courses.
Adobe is, I think, your primary focus, but are there other types of training that you provide?
Sure. I mean, we do some web technologies as well. So right now, if you're like a front-end designer, we kind of have you covered with HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. We're also branching out into other creative disciplines, so things like photography, even more traditional topics like drawing, graphic design, typography. So we have a lot kind of on the horizon in that sense, you know, things that would complement someone that's using Adobe products. Further out from there, we probably will get into some of the heftier web languages like Ruby, PHP, things along those lines, and may even get into app development like iOS, Swift, Android development, Java, things like that.
Change that Adobe has made over the past couple of years, moving to Creative Cloud and going to a pretty aggressive release schedule. Of course, with the agile type development, they can release something new pretty much every day.
Some products are easier to handle than others. You know, to give you some idea, Dreamweaver had to be completely re-recorded for the CC 2015 release because they just changed so much of it. Dreamweaver CC, you know, a fundamentals course on that no longer worked the right way. So, you know, we run into those issues, you know, and honestly, something like that's not really unlike the Creative Suite releases. Like if it was CS5 to CS6, we usually would do a full re-record anyway for something like that. But with Creative Cloud, in some ways it's nicer because we can just record one or two videos that plug in to our existing course, and it works just fine. But in other cases, yeah, it's a total re-record, and then there's some confusion around that. If people haven't updated their software, they're looking at something totally different, and it's still named CC, and yeah, there's that year after it, but sometimes that just doesn't click with users, and sometimes that's problematic.
I would think, just from a user, from an observer side, that one of the primary problems you'd run into for on-screen training is the screen itself. Resolution for online training sessions is still considerably lower than what is optimal for most of the applications. How do you handle that?
Some of the products, we still can get away with a traditional like 1280 by 720 resolution. There are a few where that gets kind of squished. And so it's really just a matter of kind of playing around with the resolutions so we can get them to be small enough for file size purposes, but large enough to accommodate enough of the interface. On occasion, yeah, we do run into problems where if we are recording at 1280 by 720, a dialog box doesn't fit on the screen. So fortunately, we have editors here that kind of make things work in those situations. And, you know, the other thing that we have been doing, especially with mobile devices and things like Apple TV, we do record oftentimes at a slightly higher resolution and squish it down in our player. But if anyone ever wants to go into like full screen mode, then they actually do get the higher resolution video.
What are some of the other problems you encounter when you're creating content that needs to be delivered over the internet? I'm thinking kind of along the lines of the user's internet speed, things like that that you have to take into consideration.
Video's come a long way. Like I said earlier, we started doing hands-on training, but we've always kind of dabbled in video right from the beginning. So, you know, back in like 2002, 2003, we did have a couple like video-based courses. It just wasn't our primary focus. And that was really a challenge. I don't know if the web was really ready for video at that point, but there's things in place now that make delivering video a lot easier. We have a content distribution network, so they kind of handle all of our video encoding and delivery across the world. So the majority of people get a seamless experience, and depending upon where you are in the world, you'll be getting the data from a server that's closer to you, so it makes that experience consistent and reliable. So in terms of delivering the video over the web, I mean, it's a challenge because it's data intensive, but I think right now we're in a much better place to be able to do that, and it's less confusing, especially if you have something like a content distribution network.
What would you say are the biggest differences between the old days when you did in-person training exclusively and now when you've got most of your training online?
Video-based training is a lot more difficult from a training company's perspective. And the reason for that is you could put together a course that's 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. Once you put that together, you're kind of good. You're good to go until there's a major change or you have to do something differently. And you're almost on autopilot after you've been teaching it a few times. You're in a live setting. You know the questions that the students are going to ask. So it's almost a lot easier to do it in a live setting. Whereas with video-based training, you kind of have to think about what the students would ask without ever having the experience of the students asking it. You want to make sure that you cover the material in a way that hopefully doesn't really create questions. And you have to spend all the time preparing that video course so you're as good delivering it the moment you record it as you would have been if you've taught it, you know, 12 times in a live setting. So for us to create the videos, it's far more time consuming. It's more difficult. I mean, you can reach a much larger audience, which is a good thing. But, you know, at the same time, you know, hands-on training is far more expensive, so it kind of balances out. But video training is definitely, it takes more time and effort.
And when you're online, you certainly don't get any feedback from the students. You don't see anybody sitting out there with a puzzled look or the expression that, wow, I really got it this time.
Exactly.
So what's on the agenda for the future for Train Simple?
Yeah, so like I said, we're going to be expanding our offerings into some of the more traditional, I guess, like art topics that would be relevant to Adobe users, typography, color theory, drawing, things along those lines, and probably expanding a little bit more onto the technical side as well with more programming courses. And I won't give you a date, but in the next week or coming weeks, we're actually releasing an update to our website that's responsive, which is definitely good and long overdue. We have mobile apps, but I think the responsive site will certainly make that a lot easier for a lot of users. But we're also going to be adding a little bit more interactivity where after you watch a couple videos on a particular topic, we'll have like an interactive challenge. And one example that I can give you is, let's say, for example, we showed you how you can sharpen an image in Photoshop. And there's tons of ways that you can do that. And let's say the way that we decided to show you was using something like the Unsharp Mask Filter. Well, after watching that video, you know, a lot of times what students will do is follow along on their own computers, but if they don't have the opportunity to do that, we're going to give them the chance to kind of do that in the browser. I mean, they're not going to be using Photoshop. We'll be simulating it to some extent, but it at least gives them a chance to test out what they just learned about.